In 2012, the Ministry of Education undertook a revision of the national curriculum for grade 1 through to grade 9.
An education system, as a part of its review process, must do some analysis of its curriculum every 10 to 15 years and to make changes within the context of what is happening internationally as well as the local context. And so the Ministry of Education, Youth and Information took the decision to do a comprehensive review and a new implementation of a new curriculum.
Chief Executive Officer Dr. Grace McLean. The resulting new national standards curriculum was introduced on a phased basis during the 2016 to 2017 period. The new program would require a revision of the methods used to assess the country's students, in keeping with plans to equip the Jamaican child with the critical skills to succeed and thrive in the 21st century global marketplace. Subsequently, the primary exit profile, PEP, was conceptualized. Dr. McLean says with PEP, the assessment will begin at grade 4 with what is now known as the grade 4 literacy and numeracy test.
What the PEP will do is to develop a profile for each student starting from grade 4. So from grade 4, we will have an idea as to how our students are performing in the different areas. And so, for example, we had our grade 4 literacy and numeracy. This will now form a part of PEP. So the first assessments by way of the performance tasks that will be done in grade 4 will, as it were, effectively replace the grade 4 literacy and numeracy assessment.
Manager of the Ministry Student Assessment Unit, Terry-Ann Thomas-Gale, says PEP will be implemented on a phased basis in an effort to ensure that all students are adequately prepared for the first administration.
Unlike GSAT, the primary exit profile will assess the students over a three-year period. For GSAT, they were given a one-shot exam. So at the end of grade 4, the students will be given that performance task. When they get to grade 5, the report will be sent out at the end of grade 4, and it will tell you how competent the students are in the different subject area, that is the language arts and mathematics.
PEP consists of three components: a performance task, an abilities test, and a curriculum-based test. And when the current grade 3 students matriculate to grade 6, they will become the first cohort to have experienced all three components. As with GSAT, students will be tested in the subject areas of math, science, language arts, and social studies. However, no communication task will be administered.
In continuing the difference with GSAT and the primary exit profile, for GSAT, we know that it was predominantly multiple choice and the COM task paper. For the primary exit profile, we find that the curriculum is so designed that the students will be required to do extended writing across all subject areas. So while they won't be doing a paper called COM task, the students will still be given the opportunity to write.
The ministry has employed the expertise of technocrats to make the period of transition easier for students.
There are some parameters that are set to ensure that our students are not disadvantaged. So the ministry's team has taken these into consideration, and we will ensure that our students are treated fairly. We at the ministry do understand and share the concerns of our teachers and our parents. Our responsibility is to connect with our teachers, connect with our parents, and to encourage and support as best as possible. So we are willing to go out to the Parent Teachers Association meetings. We are willing to go to the churches. We are, of course, already connecting with our principals and the teachers. There's a whole series of training. And over the next couple of weeks and months, you will be seeing more of the ministry trying to ensure that everybody understands what is expected, and we will physically guide our children and our teachers through.
Chief Education Officer Dr. Grace McLean. The ministry will also be making textbooks, specimen papers, and other resources available so that come 2019, students being assessed using the primary exit profile will be equipped and ready for high school.
The proceeding was brought to you in time allowed for government broadcasts.